Welcome to the deep dive. Ever landed on a website and just instantly got it? Maybe even bought something right away.
Or the opposite, right? You click, you're confused, maybe bored.
Yeah, exactly. And you're gone. Today, we're diving deep into that crucial element, website content.
Mm-hmm.
We're drawing from electric pencil. Crafting engaging website content to really unpack what makes it work, what the common problems are, and look at one specific way to approach it.
Yeah, our mission today is really to look beyond just, you know, words on a screen.
Right.
We want to figure out how content stops being just text and becomes this strategic asset, how it actually turns those clicks into real connections.
Okay, so let's unpack that. What is website content really when we talk about it strategically?
Well, think of it as your online ambassador.
Yeah.
It's much more than just the text itself. It's the voice, the message, the promise of your brand all woven together.
Okay.
And the key thing is, great content isn't just read. It's experience. That's the goal.
It's experienced. I like that. So not just information passively consumed. The source mentions things like punchy headlines, persuasive calls to action.
Right. Engaging product descriptions, your about page, blog posts, all of it.
And it all shapes how your audience sees you and interacts with you.
Exactly. So it begs the question, you know, if your website is your digital storefront,
mm-hmm.
then your content is everything, the salesperson, the greeter, the storyteller, all in one.
Yeah.
So you have to ask, what kind of experience is your content actually delivering?
That's a great way to put it. But okay, if it's that important, why is it so hard? Why do so many businesses seem to struggle with getting their website content right?
Ah, yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It looks easier than it is.
Right.
The source points out some really common struggles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, staring at that blinking cursor, just nothing comes. Total writer's block.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Or maybe the content they do have feels flat or old or just isn't doing anything.
Outdated, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's the disappointment. Maybe they hired someone before and it just missed the mark. Didn't sound like them.
That happens a lot.
It does. Plus, people are busy. Running a business takes time, and writing great content feels overwhelming. And maybe the biggest one, not being sure what the audience actually needs to hear.
Yeah, we get it. You're busy, writing is hard, and it's not just about, you know, spelling and grammar. It's strategy, it's connection.
And that connects directly to the bigger picture. Because when you do get it right, when your content really works,
then what happens?
Then your website stops being just a placeholder and becomes, well, probably your greatest asset. It works for you constantly.
Okay, let's talk benefits. The source mentions some tangible ones, like clearly communicating who you are, why you're the best choice.
Absolutely. Making it obvious why someone should choose you.
And boosting visibility on Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting found by the right people.
Yeah, attracting those ideal customers organically. That's huge. It means understanding what people are searching for and answering those questions directly in your content. Headlines, structure, everything.
So it's strategic SEO woven in.
Exactly. And building trust.
Yeah.
Creating real relationships, not just transactions.
Which leads to converting visitors into actual loyal clients, people who come back.
Right. This isn't just filler text. It's content with real clarity, personality, and a very clear purpose. It works tirelessly for the business.
Okay. So that's the ideal. How do we get there? Our source, Electric Pencil, obviously has their own approach. What can we learn from how they tackle this?
Well, what's interesting is how they frame it. They don't just say they're writers. They call themselves strategic partners.
Strategic partners, okay.
Which implies they're diving deep into the business, the brand, the audience. It's not surface level.
Yeah.
They're asking those deeper questions to really tailor the content.
Right, like understanding the why behind the business, not just the what.
Precisely. They talk about writing content that sounds unmistakably like you, but then they add, only better.
Huh. Only better? What does that mean, practically? Polish?
Huh.
Strategy?
I think it's both. Refining the authentic voice, sure, but also making sure it's sharp, focused, and, you know, strategic. Making sure it actually achieves something.
Okay.
And they emphasize asking good questions, really listening. That seems key to their whole process, which they describe as clear, collaborative, stress-free.
Sounds appealing.
Doesn't it? And the idea is that every word has a job. It's not just there to sound nice. It's there to get results.
Mm.
Their promise is pretty direct, too. No jargon, no generic nonsense, just content you'll love and customers who'll love you.
Bold promise. So how do they actually do it? They have a process, right?
Yes, and it's quite methodical. They lay out 4 steps, which seems like a solid framework anyone could think about. It starts with discover.
Discovery, like an initial deep dive.
Exactly. getting to know the business inside and out. What are its values? Who's the audience? What makes the business special? Often through a free consultation or a discovery call. The goal here is to figure out what the website really needs to say, and maybe more importantly, what it needs to do.
Do you think businesses often skip this step, or maybe don't go deep enough?
Oh, definitely. It's tempting to just jump into writing, but skipping this often means the content ends up being all about the business. We do this, we offer that, instead of focusing on the customer and asking, what's in it for you?
Right. Misses the core connection. Okay, so after discover.
Then comes strategize. Based on that discovery phase, they create a content plan, a roadmap.
Okay.
It maps out exactly what needs to be written, why it's being written, and where it fits on the site. It really reinforces that idea that every word has a job to do. It's like the blueprint before you build the house.
That makes sense. It probably helps find gaps too, right? Or places where the message is maybe weak or confusing.
Absolutely. It brings clarity and structure before the writing starts, which leads to step three, write and refine.
This is where the actual words get put down.
Yep. Crafting the content, making sure it's in the client's voice, speaks to their audience, has that clarity and purpose we talked about.
Yeah.
And it's collaborative. They mention review, feedback, refinement.
So the client is involved in shaping it.
It ensures the final product really hits the mark for them.
And the last step.
Deliver and support. They hand over the final polished copy, ready for the web designer, but they also mention ongoing support.
Ah, so it's not just a one-off project.
Potentially not.
Yeah.
It suggests they see it as more of a partnership, keeping the content fresh and effective over time.
Interesting. So a really clear path from understanding the core need all the way through to making sure it works long term, always focused on the goals.
Exactly.
Wow. Okay. So quick recap. Website content is way more than words. It's your key online ambassador. Crafting it presents real challenges, time, clarity, knowing the audience.
Mm-hmm. Big hurdles.
But getting it right brings huge rewards. Visibility, trust, connection, and ultimately conversion.
Yeah, the payoff is massive when it works. And the key takeaway, I think, is the intentionality. Great content isn't an accident.
Right.
It's built deliberately on understanding, clear purpose, and often collaboration. It turns a website from just being there into something that actively grows the business.
So thinking about content as an experience rather than just words on a page, what new possibilities does that open up for you listening right now? How might that change how you look at your own site or even how you judge other websites you visit?